Detective Duffy, what did you think Mr. Barber would do with the case at that point?
I did not know. I suppose I figured he might keep it. It looked like it might be a big case right from the get-go. He kept those sorts of cases a lot. But if he put someone else on it, that would not have surprised me either. There were other good people there besides Mr. Barber. To be honest, I did not really think much about it. I had my own job to do. I let him worry about the DA's office. My job was to run CPAC.
Do you know whether the district attorney, Lynn Canavan, was informed right away?
I don't know. I presume so. All right. After telephoning Mr. Barber, what did you do next?
I went to the location.
What time did you arrive there?
9:35 in the morning.
Describe the scene when you first arrived.
The entrance to Cold Spring Park is on Beacon Street. There is a parking lot at the front of the park. Behind that, there are tennis courts and playing fields. Then behind the fields, it is all woods, and there are trails leading off into the woods. There were a lot of police vehicles in the parking lot and on the street out front. Lots of cops around.
What did you do?
I parked on Beacon Street and approached the location on foot. I was met by Detective Peterson of the Newton Police and by Mr. Barber.
Again, was there anything unusual about Mr. Barber's presence at the homicide scene?
No. He lived pretty close to the location, and he generally went to homicide scenes even if he didn't intend to keep the case.
How did you know Mr. Barber lived near Cold Spring Park?
Because I've known him for years.
In fact, you two are personal friends.
Yes.
Close friends?
Yes, we were.
And now?
There was a hitch before he answered.
I can't speak for him. I still consider him a friend.
Do you two still see each other socially?
No, not since Jacob was indicted.
When was the last time you and Mr. Barber spoke?
Before the indictment.
A lie, but a white lie. The truth would have been misleading to the jury. It would have suggested, wrongly, that Duffy could not be trusted. Duffy was biased but honest about the big questions. He did not flinch as he delivered the statement. I did not flinch at it either. The point of a trial is to reach the right result, which requires constant recalibration along the way, like a sailboat tacking up wind.